We're at the 2011 NCAA Men's and Women's Swimming and Diving Championships from the Allen Jones Aquatic Center on the campus of the University of Tennessee. I'm joined by DePaul University Head Women's Swimming Coach Mary Brecher. Coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here. I'm glad you're here, too.
Coach, we're wrapping up day three of the NCAA Swimming Championships. Katie Baker, junior swimmer of DePaul, had an outstanding day today. This morning in prelims, swam a 103.92 in her 100 breasts, a new SCAC Open record and school record, and then came back tonight and finished eighth nationally, earning All-American honors. Just talk about the way she performed today.
Well, she had a super swim this morning, got off to a really nice start. Occasionally, she tends to be a little slow off the block, so I was really pleased that she had a really nice start. One of her best first 50s, her best split I think she's ever had. Came home strong as well. And just had a great swim. I mean, it's second better than her best time, which is really a pretty good drop in 100. So, just an awesome swim.
You know, Coach, she came in having the opportunity to swim three individual events. On Wednesday, she swam the 200 IM, swam well, 207.84. Was only a second off getting into that top 16. She had the day off yesterday. How much did she benefit from having the day off? She kind of had gotten her feet wet, had the experience in the Nationals on Wednesday, and was able to come back today and focus and swim so well as she did.
I think that helped a whole lot. And not really necessarily the rest part of it, but the being able to regroup herself mentally. She was disappointed with her IM swim on Wednesday. I felt she was in the ballpark and she had nothing to worry about, which I conveyed to her. But I think it was really good for her to get away from the meet. She and her family went up and did a tour of the Smoky Mountains National Park, and so that was a mental break, and I think it really allowed her to come in and be really pretty sharp.
Obviously, Coach, tonight with her swim in the finals, 104.96, finishing eighth, earning All-American honors. Just talk about what that means, not only to her and all the hard work she's put in throughout her career, but to DePaul University swimming as well.
Well, you know, she joins, I guess you might say, a long line of All-Americans that we have at DePaul, and she was returning All-American from last year in the same event. So, it you know, it's really a special thing to say that you're the top eight in the country, and every single All-American swim is a great swim, and you know, hers just is another one of many, but it's special in itself.
You certainly can't say that enough, Coach, and I completely agree. Finally, we talked just before, you know, going on here and talking that tomorrow, obviously, she has the 200 breasts and what you think may be one of even her stronger event. Just talk about the way she moves, obviously enjoys this tonight, but then, you know, prepares and looks in her preparation heading into tomorrow.
Well, tonight, you know, she's going to be pretty pumped up that she did so well, but she's also a great one of staying on task and staying focused. So she'll get a good night's sleep, get a good dinner before she goes to bed, and be ready to go in the morning and be refocused, ready to go. And, you know, these swims today are really going to give her a lot of confidence for her swims tomorrow.
From the NCAA National Swimming and Diving Championships, DePaul University Head Women's Swimming Coach Mary Brecher. Coach, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck as you guys move forward throughout the rest of the NCAA National Meet.
Thank you very much.